Occasional Radio Episode 106. Shake up your automatic responses.
I understand that time is running out. 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 Running out as hastily as niggas run from the man. Time is running out on our natural habits. Time is running out on lifeless serpents reigning over a living kingdom. Time is running out of talks, marches, tunes, chants, and all kinds of prayers. Time is running out of time. I heard someone say things were changing.
Blackheart. Poems are bullshit unless they are teeth or trees or lemons piled on a step or black ladies dying of men leaving nickel hearts beating them down. Fuck poems, and they are useful. Would they shoot, come at you, love what you are, breathe like wrestlers, or shudder strangely after peeing? We want live words of the hip world, live flesh and coursing blood, hearts, brains, souls splintering fire. We want poems like fists beating niggers out of jocks, or dagger poems in the slimy bellies of the owner Jews. Black poems to smear on girdle mama mulatto bitches whose brains are red jelly stuck between Elizabeth Taylor's toes. Stinking whores. We want poems that kill. Assassin poems. Poems that shoot guns. Poems that wrestle cops into alleys and take their weapons, leaving them dead with tongues pulled out and sent to Ireland. Knock off poems for dope selling wops or slick half white politicians. Airplane poems. Setting fire and death to Whitey's ass. Look at the liberal spokesman for the Jews crush his throat and puke himself into eternity. There's a Negro leader pinned to a bar stool in Sardi's, eyeballs melting in hot flame. Another Negro leader on the steps of the White House, one kneeling between the sheriff's thighs, negotiating coolly for his people. Ah! stumbles across the room. Put it on him, Poem. Strip him naked to the world. Another bad poem, cracking steel knuckles in a Jew lady's mouth. Poem, scream poison gas on beasts and green berets. Clean out the world for virtue and love. Let there be no love poems written until love can exist freely and cleanly. Let black people understand that they are the lovers and the sons of lovers, and warriors and sons of warriors are poems and poets and all the loveliness here in the world. We want a black poem and a black world. Let the world be a black poem. And let all black people speak this poem silently or loud.
Flames lighting up the sky. Ain't never seen fire shooting up so high. Look at them flames lighting up the sky.
Look at them flames lighting up the sky. I ain't never seen fire shooting up so high. Are you listening, people, to what I'm saying? Cause it sure looks to me like them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Ever since they passed them civil rights, those fires have been lighting up the nights. And they say they ain't gonna stop till we all have equal rights. Looks to me like them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing,
y'all. Them niggas ain't playing.
Looks like they developed a new black pride. It even show in the way they now stride. You better look around, y'all. Can't you see what I'm saying? Show looks to me like them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
They show ain't.
They show ain't playing.
I think they're trying to get something started.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about SNCC and us and the Black Panther Party.
Yeah.
Is anyone listening to what I'm saying?
Yay, man.
Because it sure looks to me like them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
$18 billion so far as the claim of damage done by looting and flame. Yet look around, ain't nothing changed.
Nothing's changed. Thing.
I sure hope somebody is listening to what I'm saying. Cause it sure looks to me like them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas sure ain't playing.
The bigots and the birchers, they just can't see. This now black generation is gonna be free. Just you try and stop them, and for sure you see what I'm saying. Sure looks to me like them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Them niggas ain't playing.
Now where the black man is going is anybody's guess. With his natural hair and his afro dress.
But you can believe one thing and forget the rest.
We know for sure them niggas ain't playing, and we ain't either.
Thank you. black mythology. Astro timeless immortality. Astro thought in mystic sound. Astro black all outer space. Astro natural dark mythos. Astro reach beyond. Among the stars, get into with outer world rhythm, multiplicity, harmony, equational. Woo! Astro-black mythology, astro-timeless immortality, astro-thought in mystic sound, astro-black mythology.
The folks with no titles in front of their names all over the world are raring up and talking back to the folks called Mister. You say you thought everybody was called Mister? No, son, not everybody. Down south in Dixie, often they won't call Negroes Mister. In China, before what happened, they had no intention of calling coolies Mister. Dixie to Singapore, Cape Town to Hong Kong, the misters won't call lots of other folks Mister. They call them, "Hey, George, here, Sally, listen, coolie, hurry up, boy," and things like that. George, Sally, coolie boy gets tired sometimes. So all over the world today, folks with not even Mister in front of their names are raring up and talking back to those called Mister. From Harlem, past Hong Kong to Cape Town, talking back. "Shut up," says old Senator Eastland. "Shut up," says the governor of South Carolina. "Shut up," says the governor of Singapore. "Shut up," says Ververd. "Hell no, shut up," say the people with no titles in front of their names. "Hell no. It's time to talk back now. History says it's time. And the radio, too, foggy with propaganda that says a mouthful and don't mean half of what it says. But it's true anyhow. Liberty, freedom, democracy. True anyhow, no matter how many liars use those words." The people with no titles in front of their names hear those words and shout them back at the misters, lords, generals, viceroys, governors of South Carolina, Eastlands, Ververds. "Shut up, people. Shut up, shut up. Shut up, George. Shut up, Sally. Shut up, coolie. Shut up, Indian. Shut up, boy." George, Sally, coolie, Indian boy. Black, brown, yellow, bent down, working, earning riches for the whole world with no title in front of name. Just man, woman, tired, says, "No, shut up. Hell no, shut up." So naturally, there's trouble in these our times because of people with no titles in front of their names.
"Be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm, women liberationists, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Thank you.
South Central Los Angeles is a holocaust of flame and smoke, as proud black warriors all come forth to reclaim our destiny and restore our hope, and to make everyone aware that the rubble of riot still smolders in spots like Newark and Harlem, Chicago and Watts. And though it might seem that the riots are over, and now black brothers are getting bolder and making threats like taking over, but hold it, brother. Before you go on and do that, can you tell me something, brother?
What you want to know?
What color is black? What I mean is, can I be brown, tan, or yellow? Because, brother, you see, I didn't make my color.
Time.
Yeah, all right, I understand. We all used to be Negroes. Today, you're a black man. Wait, here comes a brother I know for sure can rap. Say, can you tell me, brother, what color is black?
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious.
Man, you talking crap.
No, I ain't talking no crap. But then if you don't know...
I gotta go.
And if you just have to go... It's all right, brother, I understand. Yesterday a Negro, today a black man. 10 years ago, Negroes didn't know black was a race. They thought black was a bandit, voodoo, a curse, or a cat.
Time.
That brought bad luck when it crossed your path. But now black is a way of life. A knife that cuts on both sides. A cup that overflows with the fruits of life. A pride within that outward flows. The torch of light that lights our path. But yet still not stating that one fact. Brother. Hey, brother. What color is black?
Brown.
Yellow.
Blacker than black.
I mean, should I wear a natural and change my style to Afro? Learn Swahili and talk about how good Africa is? Or can I just be me? I always have been, you see, and I ain't afraid of dying when the revolution comes, and that's a fact.
Tick, tock.
So come on, brother, tell me, what color is black?
Tick, tock, tick.
And when the answer does come, I hope that it state that all black brothers should try to relate to one another. And remember, brothers, blackness comes in many colors.
niggas are scared of revolution. But niggas shouldn't be scared of revolution. Because revolution is nothing but change. And all niggas do is change. Niggas come in for murk and change into pimping clothes. They hit the streets to make some quick change. Niggas change their hair from black to red to blonde. And old black hair that looks will change. Niggas kill other niggas just because one didn't receive the correct change. Niggas change from men to women, from women to men. Niggas change, change, change. You hear niggas say, things are changing, things are changing. Yeah, things are changing. Nigga things into black nigga things. Black nigga things that go through all kinds of changes. The change in the day that makes it ratten and rave. Black power, and the change that comes over them at night as they sigh and moan. White thighs, woo, white thighs. Niggas always going through bullshit change. But when it comes for real change, niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are actors. Niggas are actors. Niggas act like they're in a hurry to catch the first act of the great white hope. Niggas try to act like Malcolm. And when a white man doesn't react toward them like he did Malcolm, niggas want to act violently. Niggas act so cool and slick, causing white people to say, what makes you niggas act like that? Niggas act like you ain't never seen nobody act before. But when it comes to acting out revolution, niggas say, I can't dig them actions. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about getting high and riding around in L's. Niggas to get high and ride to hell. Niggas talk about pimping, pimping that, pimping what? Pimping yours, pimping mine. Just to be pimping is a hell of a line. Niggas are very untogether people. Niggas talk about your mind, talk about my mind stronger than yours. I got that bitch's mind upside. Niggas don't know a damn thing about your mind, but they'd be right. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas fuck. Niggas fuck, fuck, fuck. Niggas love the word fuck. They've been there so fucking cute. They fuck you around. The first thing they say when they're mad is fuck it. You play a little too much with them, they say fuck you. When it's time to TCB, niggas are somewhere fucking. Try to be nice to them, they fuck over you. Niggas don't realize while they're doing all this fucking, they're getting fucked around. But when they do realize, it's too late. So niggas just get fucked up. Niggas talk about fucking, fucking that, fucking this, fucking yours, fucking monsters, not knowing what they're fucking for. Ain't fucking for love and appreciation, just fucking to be fucking. Niggas fuck white thighs, black thighs, yellow thighs, brown thighs. Niggas fuck ankles when they want olive thighs. Niggas fuck Charlie, Linda, and Sue. And if you don't watch out, niggas will fuck you. Niggas will fuck fuck if it could be fuck. But when it comes to fucking for revolutionary causes, niggas say fuck revolution. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are players. Niggas are players, are players. Niggas play football, baseball, and basketball while the white man is cutting off their balls. When the niggas play ain't tight enough to play with some black thighs, niggas play with white thighs to see if they still have some play left. And when ain't no white thighs to play with, niggas play with themselves. Niggas tell you they're ready to be liberated, but when you say, let's go take our liberation, niggas reply, I was just playing. Niggas are playing with revolution and losing. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas do a lot of shooting. Niggas shoot off at the mouth. Niggas shoot boo. Niggas shoot craps. Niggas cut around the corners and shoot down the street. Niggas shoot sharp branches at white women. Niggas shoot dope into their arm. Niggas shoot guns and rifles on New Year's Eve. A New Year that is coming in. But white police would do more shooting at them. Where are niggas when the revolution needs some shot? Yeah, you know, niggas are somewhere shooting this shit. Niggas are scared of revolution. Niggas are lovers, niggas are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to see Clark Gable make love to Marilyn Monroe. Niggas love to see Tarzan fuck over the native. Niggas love to hear the Lone Ranger yell, high hope silver. Niggas love commercials, niggas love commercials. Oh how niggas love commercials. You can take niggas out of the country, but you can't take the country out of niggas. Niggas are lovers, are lovers, are lovers. Niggas love to hear Malcolm rap, but they didn't love Malcolm. Niggas love everything but themselves. But I'm a lover too. Yep, I'm a lover too. too. I love niggas, I love niggas, I love niggas, because niggas are me, and I should only love that which is me. I love to see niggas go through changes, love to see niggas act, love to see niggas make them plays and shoot the shit. But there's one thing about niggas I do not love. Niggas are scared of revolution.